Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? That was a track, Space and Time, from Zen Bullock. That was an awesome song. I was almost in a trance right there, and they will be joining us a little later on the show. And what's up, Star Fam? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, as always, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, December 23rd, 2011. It is Christmas weekend and New Year's next weekend, so Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's to everybody, all beings out there of light and love, and not sending out the good vibrations of the holiday spirit. And enjoy it, because as we've been talking, next year is going to be quite a ride. And as I said, we have Zen Bullock, which is Melissa, and also her partner with Zen Bullock, Julio, joining us on the show later. And we also have coming on the show Steve Michaels in the second half, who is joining us from Montana. And he'll be talking about his new book, How to Dial with a Smile on Your Face. And that's whitepinepublishing.com. And Zen Bullock's site is zenbullock.com. You can check that out in the meantime. And before we get started, just a quick shout out again to all the listeners out there and all galactic beings and enlightened beings, and we got some really awesome stuff coming up in 2012, and we've been talking about it all year. This is the year that things are going to shift, so shout out to all the light workers out there, indigos, crystallines, just everybody putting out that light and love. This is everyone's time to step into your mastery and become who you really are and start doing the tasks or missions or whatever you're really here supposed to do. There's a lot of us still asleep. So time for the rest of us to awaken and get to work. And want to start off also by talking about the new theme we got coming up in 2012. The new theme for the show. 2011 was mostly about the issues and problems and changes. So 2012 is going to be about the solutions to be more self-sustaining and to have more guests and more new technologies to really help your health, relationships, and the planet. And that's going to be the new direction. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to do probably about 10 minutes of updates and 10, 15 minutes of galactic updates, which we haven't really doing too much of lately, but there's lots of stuff to report on. And also lots of ways of how to stop fluoride intake, battle the chemtrails, heart frequencies, things you could do like laying out in the sun. 15 to 20 minutes a day of direct sunlight on your forehead will clear up your pineal gland. And that will also help during this process to get things going more in your enlightenment stage towards your ascension. So we want to get that fluoride out of our system. We're going to talk about lots of ways to do that. That was just one of them. And this will probably be the last broadcast till after the new year. I myself will personally be going down to beautiful South Florida. Even though when I moved up to the mountains, I swore I would never go back there because it was such a mission just to get up here to the city of light, Asheville, North Carolina, and swore I wouldn't go back. But I'm going back for an epic reunion with my grandparents. I haven't seen them in 17 years, and it's going to be amazing to go down there. And then I'm going to spend my birthday, my 33rd birthday on New Year's, January 1st, with my father, who I haven't spent a birthday with in over 16 years. So it's going to be some epic healing and some good times coming up. So we won't have a broadcast till probably second week in January. So happy New Year's and lots of light and love to everyone out there. I want to get that out of the way now. And jumping right into it, I'll also a quick announcement about brand new YouTube video that's up on YouTube. Check it out. It's Starseed Energy Radio, and we videotaped it last week when Dr. Lewis Torrey was on. We got it up on YouTube now, and it didn't come out the best. Listen, I'm not a video editor or whatever, but I did my best. The MP3 and the sound is there, and that's really the most important thing. So check it out. Post it up over the holiday week and get it out there, get it circulating, and check out the YouTube channel. Also, my YouTube channel, Jonah Bolt, if you just Google that on YouTube, and you'll see some more videos that I have posted up. And as well, to keep in contact with the information and stuff that's going on, you can always check out my Twitter feed and Facebook. Those are two good ways to keep on top of the posts and stuff and the information I put out. It is a information war now. The information that we put out here in the show and other shows is imperative for you to get, whether you agree if it's too dark or not enough or not too light enough or fear-based or whatever you think it is. The information is put out there for a reason. It's put out there to help spread truth and light to other people. Now, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and that's not a quote. It's a quote I like to use a lot in the show, and it just talks about bringing our truths up, and that's what this is about. It's about stepping in to 2012 and coming out of the closet and stepping into your true powers and letting people know about that, because guess what? We're going to have some big help this year from our galactic family and friends. No doubt with that. And talking about the Occupy movement, we'll jump into that with some updates. Occupy has been going on, dragging on. Hasn't been any new crazy developments this week that I've noticed. There's still several cities in the U.S. that have encampments. I was by Charlotte last week. Again, there's lots of things to do to support it. You don't have to go out there. You could drop off food and water like I did. You can get the web posts. There's lots of things you can do to support it, and please support it. You know, this is a great time in history for just mankind, but also for Americans to stand up and say something and make a difference. Real quick, before we jump into the updates and news, you can check out one of my new videos I posted up for Starseed Energy Radio. It's the first filmed radio show, and that's on the YouTube channel. You can just Google Jonah Bolt or Starseed Energy Radio, and you can check that out. It came out pretty good. I'm not a video editor, but I did my best. So let's just jump in right into the updates. I'm going to move pretty quickly because we got cut off. And let's go right into Occupy. Occupy, not too much crazy things going on this week. There's still some encampments left. Not too many have we talked about last week. But they're doing the best they can to spread light, love, and awareness and truth. You don't have to go down to Occupy if you can't physically go down there. But please drop off food, water. You could do posts. There's all sorts of things you could do to help support and be part of the change. So definitely urge you to do that. Check out OccupyTheNation.com, and you can get some more information on that. Jumping into the Fukushima update. We've been following this since the beginning. I've been saying this all year. Pretty much weekly from the fallout, people need to be aware of this stuff. And, tens if not hundreds of thousands of people will die from the fallout over the next 10, 20 years, 5 years. And just to back that up is the Medical Journal article, 14,000 U.S. deaths tied to Fukushima reactor disaster fallout. And this came out in the International, this is the first one, in the International magazine and for the Journal of Health Services. And this talks about just within the first 14 weeks, in the U.S. alone, 14 deaths, half of those were infants under the age of 1, which is just horrible. But we talked about this. There was a spike in Philadelphia, and half the newborn babies were dying. And this stuff is real. This stuff is the real news, the real facts of what is going on. And it's important that you know this stuff so you can take action and spread truth about what's really going on. Who knows? Maybe this article is the one to help awaken someone who's not awakened yet to the truth and what's really going on. Real quick on Libya. We can talk about Libya, how we just went under false pretenses and humanitarian disaster. And basically what NATO came out this week said, basically NATO made a statement saying that they killed no civilians in the 7-month air war against Libya. Really, Russia and some other countries have already challenged this, but this came out in the New York Times, of course, one of the propaganda newspapers, and said that no civilians died. Meanwhile, if you Google 50,000, 40,000 civilian deaths in Libya, you'll find it from all other countries and media outlets in the world that they have reported the true numbers. But again, U.S. and their allies, NATO's and Western media is not going to report it. So they just made a statement, hey, we didn't kill anyone in the 7-month, 26,000 air raid missions. They didn't kill any civilians. Yeah, right. If you buy that one, you're listening to the wrong show. Under the Earth changes, awesome Earth changes coming up. We got lots of not just Earth changes here in the planet, but galactic Earth changes. And that's also something we're going to talk about in the new year with the more sustainable show we got launching in 2012, a new format. It's going to be really cool. And this one is the our galactic center. We wrapped around the galactic center. It's our 22nd trip around the galactic center. And this is generally accepted because Earth is 4.5 billion years old. And if you take 4.5 billion divided by 22, you get about 205 million. And that's basically where we are right now into this cycle, 205 million cycle. And this just lines up to 2012, the galactic alignment, the aligning with the Milky Way. We are lining up. And this is just another article to prove it to the scientists, whoever need to see this stuff in writing and need to crunch the numbers. This is a perfect article for you, so check it out. I got this from Simeon Siren Nartanun. He is a guy I have on frequently on the show a couple times a year. He did the 11-11-11 meditation. And also, Simeon's website is cosmicnexus.org and also cosmicconsciousnessonline.com. He has a newsletter, you know, which has some awesome stuff, so check him out. Also, another article came out this week. Big climate change could happen fast and soon. New research from NASA into Earth's paleoclimate history indicates we could be facing rapid climate change this century, including sea level rises of many meters. Wow. Didn't know that one, NASA. It's called the 2012 alignment or the Mayan prophecy or whatever you want to call it. It's happening. Here's another article that shows it. This was on TG Daily. It also says that the current rate of fossil fuels burning, putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, will have doubled from pre-industrial times. That's why this stuff must stop. Fossil fuels is retarded. I don't know who even started that. Obviously, big banks, oil companies, the elites, the globalists, the dark forces, the fourth dimensional grays, reptilians, we're all talking to you. Stop it. It's got to stop. There's free energy here in the planet, zero-point energy it's called. Tesla has free energy. There are generators, conductors on this planet right now that produce free energy, and with that free energy is what will be implemented in this new shift. So get ready, folks, because the hard times and tribulations, we got some more pains coming over the next couple years, but on the other side of the tunnel, free energy is there. It is a true story, so believe in that. Oklahoma continues string of recent mild earthquakes. This was a bunch of earthquakes. 9 of them hit on Monday in Oklahoma. You didn't hear about that in the news. 9 earthquakes on Monday hit Oklahoma. Over the last month, there's been 23, the largest at 5.6 that hit Oklahoma. It collapsed some chimneys and sections of the highway buckled, but hey, I didn't see it on the news. But yes, these earth changes are happening. Some more headlines. I'm not going to get into it because we got cut off. But world headed for irreversible climate change in 5 years, the IEA warns. Another article, world to be hit by more weather disasters, scientists say. And another article, scientists warn world, prepare for extreme weather. Well, I have a news article that can top all that. It's called 2012 Ascension Shift of Consciousness Galactic Alignment. That's what's up. That's what's going on. Enough of these articles. But they're good articles. They're articles, and I talk about them and I read them because this is what you could send to other people to show them that things are changing. The earth is changing. It will help wean them into the real truths, because you can't just shove all this information. I'm still learning a lot of this stuff myself. There's a lot to learn. Down the rabbit hole you go, and farther it seems to the bottom. But lots of good information and lots of fun go down the rabbit hole. I'm glad I took the red pill. Okay, moving on to just regular news. A new video came out this week from Drunvalo Melchizedek. He met with the Mayan elders. This one is Mayan End Time Prophecies of Earth Changes, Consciousness Transformation, and the Divine Feminine. Awesome, awesome YouTube video. You have to check it out. It's called Mayan End Time Prophecies of Earth Changes. Check it out. And he talks about some really amazing things that are going to be happening possibly over the next 10 to 15 days. Maybe a little longer. Could he be talking about disclosure? I don't know. If it was up to me, I would have said disclose already. Personally, things are getting way too close, and dark forces are getting way too close, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. Another galactic update. This one is from the Andromeda Council. Comet 17P Holmes as prelude to fourth dimensional Earth. In an exclusive Exopolitics TV interview released December 23, 2011, that's today, the human representative of the Andromedan Council revealed report cosmic astronomical processes relating to the sudden explosion of Comet 17P Holmes in our solar system on October 24, 2011. When the comet became the largest object in our solar system with a diameter of 870,000 miles, making it larger than the sun. And this object grew so large, it imploded and made a blue star. Now, why is this so important now? Because we have some of the first pictures of this blue star. Now, if everyone or most people are aware, listen to the show, of the Hopi prophecy of the blue star Kachina and the red star Kachina, well, the blue star Kachina has happened. Because of our solar system and planet Earth have finally crossed the galactic equational plane, region of the Milky Way galaxy, during this current phase of our own transformation, the plasma core of the Earth is now vibrating and emanating at a progressively greater rate of fourth dimensional energy. In a manner of speaking, planet Earth, she has matured to the point where she is vibrationally ready to preparation to give birth to her new fourth dimensional self. It is coming, and these alignments and weather patterns and stuff is all stuff to back it up. That was on exopolitics.blogs.com, so check that out. Another article, God Particle Found, Adam Smasher Reveals Higgs Boson, the Key to the Universe. And this is the CERN big thing they have over in Europe, the machine to measure different nanoparticles and stuff, and now they're looking for the invisible God particle, which they talk about. And this article talks about how they possibly have found it. I can give you another way to find the God particle. It's called astral projection, your third eye in meditation. Check it out, CERN. You can find that article on dailymail.co.uk. Another article, Mexico Mayan region launches apocalypse countdown. Ooh, only 52 weeks and a day are left before December 21st, 2012, when some believe the Maya predict the end of the world. I don't agree with the heading of that one. Not the end of the world, a new beginning of a new world. Unlike enthusiasts of other doomsday theories who suggest putting together survival kits, southeastern Mexico, the heart of Maya territory, plans a year-long celebration. And that's it. They got it right there. They cleaned it up. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of our cosmic journey to get to this point. Most of us have been here for a long, long time. Many, many human life forms, possibly even eons, and it's time for us to birth and experience this transformation with Mother Planet, one of the only realms that I found out, this universe, one of the only universes and realms created upon only light. Interesting. And that article is at hosted.ap.org, so you can check that out. And also we'll be bringing you some new articles and new posts on new technologies to help sustain yourself in a better way, talking about like laying out in the sun to clear up your pineal gland and things like that. Use Tom's toothpaste so you don't get fluoride in your toothpaste. All those little tricks and tidbits we're going to get into in 2012. We're going to start healing with the planet and healing lots of these problems. This next article, amazing low-tech harvester collects water from even the driest of air. This talks about how a guy invented a – basically, you stick it in the ground near a plant and it takes any basically precipitation from the air with a airdrop filters hot environmental air through a turbine, feeding it through a copper tubing system with copper wool to maximize surface area and into the earth where it cools and releases moisture. The air dry is then re-released into the atmosphere and collected water pumped through semi-pore hoses to the plant roots. In his initial prototype, which was much smaller than the current design, Linacare was able to produce a liter of water per day. And this is basically just a little wind turbine. Looks like one of those things when we were kids, we blew it and just, you know, you got it at the park and you stick it in the ground and it just takes the air, like a little turbine, puts the air in the ground. There's moisture in the air. Doesn't matter where you are. Guy's a genius. Check it out, iHeartChaos.com, and you can check out his invention there. Another cool article, last secret door of Great Pyramid to be opened in 2012, says British company Microsnake, robot to explore 8-inch shafts hidden in 4,005-year-old pyramid. Awesome. So check this out. What it's saying is the last secret great door of the pyramid will be opened in 2012. Wonder why they waited. Check out that article, dailymail.co.uk. Another article, even more calendars predict end in 2012. Well, duh, I've been saying that, many others have been saying that, mostly all civilizations talk about end of times, 2012, you can call it the Messiah, you can call it this one, you can call it Buddha, the return of Jesus, whatever you want, but many calendars point to the end of times. It's not just the Mayans or the spiritual community, there's lots of them. This article talks about all the different ones, and this will be at WND.com, that's WorldNetDaily.com, awesome article, check that one out. This one, supermassive black holes are largest ever discovered. Scientists just discovered two large black holes, and just to give you a size of how big this black hole is, 21 billion times the size of our sun. Big. 21 billion times the size of our sun. Awesome. Cool article. I'll post it up as well. Hundreds of giant aliens unearthed near African village. Now, this is something I've seen a lot about. I mentioned it here and there over the year. But this one is over 200 gigantic alien bodies. I saw the YouTube. Also saw the article on packalertpress.com. And check this stuff out. This is awesome. There's been findings all over the planet. The Mayans themselves just found 1,000 codexes, which were like their history Bibles, if you will. They've only had 3 of them up till now. They just found 1,000 of them, a library of them, hidden in a secret room in one of their temples. They just announced it a couple. I mean, all this stuff is in prophecy. All this stuff is coming true, and it's awesome. So get excited. Get excited. Put a smile on your face. This is all good stuff. Awesome. 17-year-old girl invents nanoparticle that kills cancer. This is awesome. A 17-year-old in a contest won $100,000 grand prize for creating a nanoparticle that kills cancer. Check this out. The 17-year-old from California has won $100,000 grand prize for the Siemens Competition in Mass Science and Technology for a project called Design of Image-Guided Photothermal Controlled Drug-Releasing Multifunctional Nanosystem for the Treatment of Cancer Stem Cells. Woo! I had to say all that in one breath. Basically, what she did is create nanoparticles that attack the cancer cells and inject a cure to the cells, only the cancer cells themselves, and then backs off. Now, these particles can even absorb lasers from outside the body, which could basically, I guess, kill the nanoparticles once they've done their job. It says the particle she designed improves on current cancer treatments because it delivers a drug directly to tumor cells and doesn't affect healthy cells around it. The particle is also able to release a drug when activated by a laser. How cool. Guarantee you that this will not get out to the public because that's what happens. Siemens, do the history on Siemens, find out for yourself. Big banks, big governments, ain't for the people. Awesome that she won it. Article comes out. Will this ever get out to the public? Probably not. Good news is there's a shift coming, and free energy, perfect health, zero-point energy, all that stuff is coming. it's what to look forward to. Pretty cool stuff. And really quickly, just go over some headlines. We talk about the NDAA bill. The new bill authorizes rendition of American citizens being held without jury or trial, and now also can be pulled out of country to other countries for torture. The NDAA bill, check out WashingtonBlog.com. Martial law, that's what they're talking about. It's signed in the past the Congress, past the Senate. Obama signed it. It's crazy. Check out WhatReallyHappened.com for some more articles on it, talking about the different senators that support this stuff. Senator Levin urges goofy censorship. The censorship, the IP Act is coming down. That's part of this bill. It's a mess. It's a real mess. So this bill is actually more frightening than Stalin, than Hitler. If you read the provisions, it is that crazy. Ask anyone who's read it. Check this stuff out. I bring it up because it's important, and you need to spread truth and awareness about this NDAA bill. Check it out. It is not good stuff. Also, real quickly, South Korean rolls out robotic prison guards. This is something that we've seen more and more and more. In 2009, the nation started putting English teaching robots in schools. Who wants English teaching robots in schools? Earlier, they tested guards at North Korean border. Now they're putting them in the prisons. More robots, less people. Sounds like a global plan to me. Check that out on newsfeed.time.com. And we got some more articles on here, but because we ran out of time, we're going to cut short on those articles and enjoy this next track called Soldier from Zen Bullock. When we come back, they'll be joining us live on the air. Enjoy this next track. Welcome back. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and that was another track from Zen Bullock. And Julio and also Melissa is joining us on the air now. Just to give you a quick background on Zen Bullock, Zen Bullock began as two artists joined in a chance meeting to perform together at the Ultra Music Festival in 2010, one of my favorite music festivals. And Julio was a Inks Volt, a minimal house producer. Inks Volt, sorry, minimal house producer, and solo dance pop artist Melissa, and they met down there, and hence came Zen Bullock. Check out ZenBullock.com, and you guys are joining us from Cancun, Mexico, and thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you guys doing?
Hey, pretty good, thanks.
Very well, thank you. Nice to hear your voice again.
Excellent, and Yeah, so lots of stuff's been happening since the last show we were supposed to have you guys on. I know lots been happening with your music. And what I want to talk about is first, let's start with Julio. Julio, when did you first sort of like awaken to your truths, to how you are, how you're different? Your music talks a lot about our truths of light, love, and really, you know, the core essence of who we are. When did you first become awakened to that?
It's pretty crazy because I guess ever since I was a little kid, like I grew up and my parents were like Christian, and Christianity, like in the church and everything, they made me so scared of like being possessed and demons and going to hell that I like when I was 15, I like dropped all of it and started looking for my own like information and my own solutions, you know. So I kind of like did a combination of religious, you know, like synchronicity, is that what it's called?
Yeah, absolutely. I think
I got really involved with shamanism, and I don't know. Also, in my bloodline, there's been shamans before, so I guess maybe I just carried in the memory of the blood.
Absolutely, your DNA, all of our DNAs have that memory, and most of us had these really Christian or Orthodox lifestyles, and it's just always natural for us to not deal with that stuff and just go a different way and follow your gut, your instinct. And Melissa, in talking to you, I know that you spent some time in Boca Raton, Florida, where I went to high school as well, and you went to high school in Boca Raton. And coming from the Boca Raton bubble, when did you first awaken or notice things were different?
Well, I think when I was about 19, I met sort of like a crazy guru, I guess you'd call it. And he was from India, and he started teaching me a lot about the teachings of like Buddhism and, you know, meditation. And if I would go to meet him, he would like smoke me out, and he would talk about a lot of different energies that aren't always, you know, present, that you can't see. He started to talk about the invisible things that exist, but we don't always see in our eyes. And then from there, well, you know, life goes on. And then I guess this year, especially since we're in Mexico, you know, there's that big question of what is 2012 and the Mayan calendar. And so
sure.
Julio and I, we really started to investigate because people started giving their own philosophies. And the more we read, the more we became interested, and the more we felt beautiful inside. And
but also we felt the necessity to like change our lifestyles that we both felt were like not the right thing, you know, like we've been taught to live a certain way that I don't think it's the most adequate way, you know, like we don't really respect each other and our planet, you know, like we need to
absolutely
to give more love to the planet. And I think that's also like one of the big things about what's going on right now. Like, I think the way we treat the Earth is how the Earth is going to treat us in return, you know?
Absolutely. I just got chills when you said that, because that's the awakening I had. I was, you know, doing the six-figure South Beach style company, Lexus, Rolex watch, and all this materialistic crap. And when I was awakened to the truths of what is really going on, the first thing I did was dump all of that, because I want to learn more about the Earth, learn more about these forces that we can't see, and learn more about myself. And it's been an amazing journey. So that's awesome that you had that awakening. I think this year, even more of our friends and more people are going to be awakened. So it's really exciting times. And what about your album Space and Time? Where did all that come from?
Well, I guess, kind of like when we reached around March 9th, you know, like, things changed pretty drastically with us. We started to study much about like multidimensional consciousness, and we really got very like astral, you know. And
well, I would like to interject that actually I had a great fear in the beginning. Like, if you mention anything about like aliens or you know, new consciousness, I actually, the first thing that would happen to me is I would have fear. I guess also because, you know, you're kind of programmed to think that anything that's from the outside, who who she kind of went through this crazy thing with this book, The Nine Dimensions.
Alchemy of the Nine Dimensions.
Yeah, and then from there, we just started to realize that, wait a minute, this isn't all bad, and the world's not going to come to an end. This is about the evolution of humanity.
The evolution of consciousness, and I don't know, like, and also space and time, because we live in, you know, space and time continuum.
There you go.
It's just very...
Yeah, it's definitely...
Well, and then we started to research about different physics.
Okay, so you were talking about the space and time, and basically that's what we're in right now. It's a good theme to do. And do you guys have any new projects you're working on or events or stuff coming up?
Like, I guess also with space and time, we wanted to, like, introduce some of, like, some harmony, some, like, peace to the world. And we have that song, World Put Your Guns Down. And right now we ended up adding another song. It's called Soldier of Light. Yeah, you just played a little bit of that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there's a part that is pretty powerful that talks about, like, gold, you know.
All right, we... Guess got cut off. They're in Cancun, Mexico. They're having computer problems, they said, and also cell phone problems. So they're trying to fix that and get back to us. But as of right now, the connection has been lost. So with that, that's Zen Bullock. You could check out their SoundCloud. We'll be playing more of their music throughout the show. And they got an awesome message, awesome music, and you know, we'll do the best we can to have them back on or get their connection back tonight for the show. But with that, we're going to hop to our next guest who will be joining us on the air. And Steve Michaels will be talking about a new book that he wrote. And we'll get into more of that with him. But first, let's just take a quick break and hear a little bit more from Zen Bullock. Welcome back. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and that was another track from Zen Bullock on their album Time and Space, and we did lose their connection, so unfortunately we'll have them on next time or also in the next show, Evolver Planet. Now joining us on the show is Steve Michaels talking about his new book that came out in May 2011, How to Die with a Smile on Your Face. Steve, are you with us?
I am, Jonah. Thanks for having me on the program.
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming on and giving us the time. And now your book, right off the bat, the title, How to Dive the Smile on Your Face, will catch anyone's attention. And start off by telling us what's one of the secrets you could do today to turn your life around dramatically.
Well, you know, people say, well, how do you die with a smile on your face? I mean, how can you be guaranteed that you're going to die with a smile on your face? You know, and I said, listen, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You carry a little black magic marker around in your back pocket. So whenever it hits or whenever the time comes, you real quick, you whip it out and you put that little smile on. That'll guarantee you die with a smile on your face.
There you go. That is one way to do it.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
And how do you die with a smile?
Well, actually, there's a lot more to it than that. It's basically learning about the laws of life. Most people think that in order to die with a smile, you need to, you know, those with the most toys wins. You know, so they go out and they get a lot of wealth, they buy a lot of land, they get the latest cars, they do all this material stuff, and they're still not happy. You know, you see millionaires that are killing themselves and committing suicide. So you've got to think to yourself, okay, what is it that would put a smile on my face? And it really comes down to learning how to live with a smile on your face. And that entails learning the laws of life. There's many different things you can get into. I did a CD, The Top 10 Secrets of How to Die with a Smile. I've got the book and of course, a course that I put on for 3 days. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
And what's one of the ways, like a formula or something you can give the listeners to have success and happiness? What's one of your formulas that you use?
Well, one of the formulas is actually I'm losing my connection here. Hang on a sec.
We've been having that a lot tonight.
Have you?
Yeah, I cut off for 10 minutes, and our first guest, they were choppy, so it must be all this psi energy we're putting off tonight.
Yeah. One of the formulas for happiness is actually thought plus emotion plus focus plus action equals manifestation. I know a movie came out by a lady called Byrne, I think it was Regina or Richard Burns, came out with a movie, and she talked about, it was Rhonda Byrne, and she talked about the movie, and all you have to do is sit back and think about it, and success will come flowing to you, you've got to have the thought, so you think about what you want. You need the emotion, the drive to do it, but then you also need the action, or actually to get out there and move your feet and do something about it, equals manifestation. So no matter what it is that you want, you know, if you want a new car, you know, you get a picture of the car, you put it in front of you, you do a little picture map, you go down and you sit in the car, you smell it, you know, you smell the nice clean upholstery, and you think, wow, this is pretty cool. But then you've got to do something about it. You can't sit back and, you know, eat Cheerios all day long and watch soap operas and expect somebody to come up and, you know, say, here's your car, deliver it to your front door. You've got to get out and move your feet and say, okay, now how do I have to do this, and go about doing some action to bring it about.
That's right. And let me ask, why is talking about death, why do you think talking about death is such like a taboo subject? Why don't people like to talk about it?
Well, it's taught to be fearful. You know, you go to the movies, you go to a thriller, or you go to a scary movie. Well, they're, you know, the media is taught to how do we scare people? How do we, death and zombies and taboo, and let's scare the heck out of them. So it's taught to be fearful. You're taught that death is for the old and decrepit, you know, and people are smelling bad and grasping for life. We're taught about ghosts, you know, and go to church in the fear of hell and damnation. So we get all this stuff about death and how awful it is, you know, and fear sells. That's how the media, you know, they, when you watch the TV, you know, and, oh, Interstate 5, a 200-car collision, first up news. They want to sell that out there. So it sells, and, you know, all we see is on this side of death, which is the morbid, the, you know, dying, the CSI type of stuff. And you have to remember that that death is simply a transition. You're going from one state into the next. And if you read any of the books like Danian Brinkley or Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who have had near-death experiences, when they passed over, they don't want to come back. You know, they experience unconditional love and think, wow, you know, this is great. I don't feel like going back into that old decrepit body where I've got the pain and all the other stuff to go along with it.
That's right. And I've talked about that a lot on my show, Steve, where people that have crossed over and experienced near-death or death, or they died or in a coma, and when you do cross over and you speak to God or the Council of Light, whatever you want to call it, and you experience this, and people come back and tell their stories, they're all the same. And that just goes to show people that there's nothing to fear with death because there's life on the other side. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be coming back with the same story and the same feelings. So you also talk about in your book about worrying, which is something that my own mother does a lot. She worries about this and worries about that. Why is worrying such a waste of time in actuality? Why is it detrimental?
Well, actually, worrying is praying for the worst. You know, we worry because we think we don't have any control over the future. And we certainly can't do anything about the future and the present, so why do we worry? 87% of the things we worry about never happen. From the perspective of universal law, what we think about most, we create. So if we give great emotion to worrying, that's what we're going to manifest. If we don't worry, we won't give those negative things any energy, and then they won't be an issue.
Wow, I've never even I got to tell that one to some family members. But yeah, that makes perfect sense. When you're worrying about and harping on something, you're putting that energy out there to actually manifest it even more.
Well, I think we're all down here to learn and to grow. And you take an opportunity, anything that happens to you, and you say, okay, my mom, I was born and brought up a Catholic. I don't practice Catholicism anymore. But my mom, she's got this phrase, you know, praise the Lord, you know.
Yep.
What are you talking about? I says, well, for an example, she had a flight with my aunt to come out from Vermont to the Bay Area when we lived out there, and her flight was supposed to come in like at 11:15, 11:30. So we went and got a hotel, and we waited around and went to call the airport, you know, and make sure they were coming in. Said, oh, they got bumped. They won't be until like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. I said, oh, great. So we sat around, and we waited, you know, and tried to take a little snooze, and we got there, you know, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And they were sitting there waiting, and I said, well, how long have you been here? And they said, oh, we got on the flight. And I just, you know, became livid. Well, why didn't they call us? And we spent this time, and we got, you know, blah, 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 all this negativity. And she says, praise the Lord. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, while we were waiting, there was a young girl who was pregnant, and she was trying to get home to her mom in Dallas, and she lost her tickets and her purse, and she was in the bathroom crying, and we went in, and she said, we prayed with her, and we got her some money, and we got her on her plane, and she said that never would have happened unless we were actually on the plane. So she took every experience, and she says, okay, now where's the opportunity in this? Where's the opportunity for growth? If we're here to learn and to grow, then, you know, if you're born with a silver spoon and everything that happens to you is perfect, what's the reason for coming down here? You know, I mean, you take anything that happens to you, and you can bitch and moan about it, or you can say, okay, here's a great opportunity for growth. I may not like it, but what's in it for me? I mean, you know, what is it? What can I learn from it? And I think that's the better person. You know, it's a funny way when I look at voting for a president. I don't look at the person who's got all the money and who's handed, you know, the Harvard education and has a stellar record. I look at people like, you know, Johnny Cash, who went to jail and went through all the hardships and was able to come out on the other side and say, look at this guy. This guy chose a life that was really difficult. He got through it. He passed his courses, his lessons, and came out on the other side. That's the guy that I want to follow.
Mm. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's so many of these things are common sense, but common sense is how do we say, not taught these days. People are programmed, and when you feel and experience things, you need to go with what your gut tells you, not what you're trained to think. And that goes into the laws of life, which you talk about. What are the laws of life, and why are they so important?
There are many in my book. It's actually on page 56, I get into all the different laws of life. And, you know, you would really never think that there are laws of life. I mean, when I was growing up, we had the Ten Commandments and, you know, the good and the bad and the law of karma, you know, what or the golden rule, you know, what you do to somebody else will happen back to you. But like the law of gravity, you know, if you were to step off a building and you know, everybody knows you're going to fall and you're going to hit the dirt. Well, there are many other laws that, you know, the law of vibration, the law of polarity, the law of rhythm, the law of cause and effect, which is actually the law of karma. And, you know, these are, there's quite a few of them to get into. But these are just, to me, it seems like the foundation, the basic stuff of life. You know, we come in and we, you know, the reading and writing and arithmetic, and we get married and have kids and get a car and get an education and get a retirement and die. And, you know, what have we learned? What's the real purpose? What are we down here for? You know, are you down here just to go through this rigmarole of here's what you're supposed to do, or are you supposed to come down and enjoy life and take every day and say, wow, this is precious? You know, I want to do as much as I can, you know, during this day. You know, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Live every day as if it was your last. And so the laws of life are kind of an extension. I mean, if you were to read the Quran or the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita, all these books have the information in them. But for the average Joe Sixpack out there, it's, you know, well, I better go to Mass and then get out quick because we got to get home and see the football game, you know, and on the way out try to kill somebody. So, you know, you get to the store first. And, you know, it was funny as a kid, I always, you know, I thought, God, why? You know, we go to church and we sit up front and we do all the stuff and all the obby-gobbies, and then you get outside the doors and it's like, okay, that church is one thing and spirituality is something else. And I consider myself a spiritual person, not a religious person, I think because of all the dogma. And I don't have anything against Christians or Catholics or any faith out there. You know, I think everybody's, I believe in reincarnation. And, you know, you've got the mature and the young and the old souls and people that have been here many, many times. And that kind of is where the different religions come from. Is, you know, if you've only been down here, you know, 50, 60 times, you may take a religion that, you know, like the snake charmers or something that somebody would look at it and say, oh, my God, what are these people doing? And then you get into the more advanced religions and that really don't talk about dogma, but more a personal, more of a personal reflection of yourself or taking self-responsibility. I'm responsible for myself, so I can do it myself. And I think the higher evolved you become, the more you get that attitude and that stance. And you can go to any church or any religion, you know, and sit there and look at these people and say, yeah, they're all helping. They're all on the way to the top. You know, I may be in a Volkswagen and you may be in a Cadillac, but hey, we each got our own path and we're on the way. So, you know, you can't look down on anybody and where they're at, you know. And that's, I've got a section in, you know, in the book about judging where it's real hard not to do, but you know, you're not supposed
sure.
to. Yeah.
And that's one thing. I mean, I'm even she's struggling with, or, you know, it's hard, you know, doing the things that you know are right, but still having the old programming in when you're not supposed to judge people and you still want people to awaken, and you're like, well, you're not going to get it if you don't do this, this, and this. And it's hard to live by those means. We talked about that last week. And but it's something that takes practice, just like anything else, to break that old programming. And this is something that I used to say when I was growing teen, even as a 20-year-old, and I was like, why are all these bad things happening to me? All these bad things keep happening to me, you know, and it's just God's fault or whatever it is. And why do people blame God when something happens? And you know, why are we like that?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of the religions teach that in order to get to God, you've got to go through them. You've got to go to the rabbi or to the priest or to the, you know, the person in charge, and there's a certain hierarchy. And I can see way back when, you know, back in Jesus' days, the people weren't very conscious. So they needed leaders, they needed parables, they needed stories, they needed, you know, the Ten Commandments to come down and say, thou shalt not do this. And we've grown and we've evolved and we've got to a point where, you know, the religion is I wouldn't say tanking, but, you know, a lot of the religions, you know, they're having a hard time finding priests anymore. People, the attendances in churches are coming down, and so it's I just lost the question. What was the question again?
We were talking about like when people were growing up and they get into bad situations and they're always like, oh, it's God's fault, and why is it like that, and. Or another one is, why do these bad things keep happening to me even though I'm a good person? I used to feel like that all the time. Bad things keep happening, but I'm a good person. Another programmed way of thinking, I guess.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just the programming, is that you've been taught something a certain way. And I think wasn't it Einstein who said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And if you've been programmed that you should do this a certain way and that a certain way and live your life a certain way and you keep getting the same things over and over again, there needs to be a change. And a lot of times the religion won't allow the change, or there's a point in your life where something drastic has to happen where you do make a change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we try to focus on here is not just putting out all the what's going on, but what to do to make a difference to help be the change. And that's part of the new outlook and the new theme we're going to have in 2012 is start to heal the planet and heal ourselves and look forward to this amazing year that's coming up, to say the least. And also, where can people find out more about your techniques, your CDs, books, stuff like that?
Right now I've got a free secret that they can download. It's go to on the computer, it's dyingwithasmile.com, and just enter in their email address and their name, and they'll get the free secret. It's about 25 minutes long. The CD is the 10 top secrets of how to die with a smile on your face, and then you can take a look at that and listen to it and see if you like it, and if so, then you're able to order the complete package. I've got a book that's $16, and that's the basically the meat of the program. The CD is 10, and that's a 2-hour, 2-CD set. And then I have a course that is the 3-day course that I put on when I was doing that here in Montana for my Dying to Live seminars. So the entire package is $76, and then with that I throw in Graceful Packages CD and a book, which is Ram Dass and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and some really neat people that have some music and some wording behind it that we're giving away, and also a free 5 Wishes, which is a document. It's a power of attorney and a living will document. that the whole thing is for $88, and so you're getting, and also my first book, Homespun Insights. So you get two books, a couple of CDs, and the course material. And getting back to that question about, you know, God, you know, I see in my head the guy running down, and he catches the football, and he kneels down and he prays God, you know, and he does the sign of the cross, and oh, thank you, God. Oh, it was great. But when something bad happens, you know, oh, how could God do this?
Mm.
Oh, isn't that awful? The little child died. How could God have allowed that to happen?
Yeah.
And I try to take a more of an overview look at it and say, God had nothing to do with it. Basically, I think that God is, for an example, like electricity. You know, it's a power. Everything is out there is God. And we have the free will. So if you want to stick a fork in the electrical socket and shock yourself, that's up to you. You know, you feel the negativity. It's not God doing it. It's you doing it. Or you can plug in a toaster and have toast and, you know, and heat your food and warm your house. It's kind of like God has said that we're all part of, we all are part of God. You know, you and I are, and everything out there. And I think we've taken the concept that God is a guy up in the sky with a beard, you know, and we've given him human attributes. And it's more, I think, of an energy. And that those were the laws of life that came in. And we're down on a planet with these laws and free will. And like you say, the planet is moving from the third up to the fifth of the 12th dimension. And things will get a lot easier. And that's about it.
And that's it. We're a fabric of the universe, and we're all the same. And we all go back to the same place where we came from. And
isn't that cool? And then we start all over again.
Yes, it is. I've experienced some near-death experiences and other things in my life to know
wow.
That is truth. And it's amazing to be here to spread more of that. So you can check out whitepinepublishing.com is Steve's website. And you can get his free newsletter and also some more information, CDs and books from that website. All right, and with that, Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll have you back in 2012.
Thanks, Jonah.
Excellent. Have a good night. And with that, Star Fam, we're going to cut it because we're running late and we lost some time, but just a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything, light and love. Enjoy these next couple weeks because things are going to take off in 2012, and I can't wait to see you all then. So send lots of light and love from here in Asheville, North Carolina, throughout the world, universe, multidimensional. And that's it. With that, we're going to enjoy another last track from Zen Bullock.
Thank you.